Master, we've worked all night long, but have caught nothing. From the Gospel according to St. Luke, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Talk about something that I can relate to. Now, I haven't done a lot of fishing in my life, but I've had several opportunities, from the pier at Joe Pool Lake to the creek out at Camp Crucis, to a beautiful lake in Malawi, to a friend's stocked pond. And I can say that I have never in my life caught a single fish. Not one. And it wasn't because the fish weren't there. In all of those times, I remember other people catching at least something. For instance, in Malawi, I remember learning how to fly fish. And it's a lot more involved than just sort of casting and waiting. You know, you've really got to work at it. But it was kind of fun. I was getting the hang of it and really enjoying kind of learning the right motion and getting a good cast. But that really was as exciting as it got. Of course, another amateur fly fisher was across the lake, you know, within shouting distance. And I could see about every 15 or 20 minutes, he would not just pull back an empty hook, but actually would have a fish on the end of it. He's now a priest in our diocese, and I may or may not harbor a slight resentment. But hey, it's what it is. But here's the thing. In the gospel lesson, we aren't talking about some amateurs with a few shoddy poles and some bait. We're talking about professional fishermen casting their nets all night long in the same waters that have provided their families a livelihood for probably generations. So this is less like me having never caught a fish and more like a rat catcher coming up empty-handed in New York City. There is clearly something supernatural at work here, both during the night of catching nothing and then the net-splitting, boat-sinking, massive catch of the next morning. So what was the difference? What was different from before and after Jesus went out and taught from the boat? Obviously, before they didn't catch anything, and after they did. But what else was different? Same waters, same boats, same nets, same fishermen. New command. Before, they were, you know, fishing for a living. They were doing their jobs, working to provide food and shelter and whatever other amenities that a fisherman's income would provide. But after, they were casting their nets at the command of the master. Nothing about their night of fishing told them that going out for one more cast would provide anything but what they had experienced all night long, which was nothing. But even though Simon may have had his doubts, he did what he was asked and never would have expected what happened next. So what I'm saying here is that catching nothing was just an integral a part of the miracle as the catch itself. And guess what? Sometimes the same thing is true in our lives. Sometimes we have to experience nothing. We have to experience complete disappointment, heartbreak, failure, for us to have our eyes opened to where God is calling us. Imagine if those fishermen had had a decent haul for the night. Maybe instead Simon Peter just tells Jesus, "Now we've got to take care of what we've caught and get back home. We're not going to go out for another catch." And had never bothered to indulge the request from Jesus for that last catch. And even if he had followed what Jesus asked and had the major haul, going from having something to having, you know, some more, just doesn't have the same impact. Because this isn't what Jesus offers us. We don't have a pretty good thing already going and he's offering us something a little better. He offers to take us from nothing to everything. The offer from death to eternal life. And so, like I said, sometimes we need those failures. We need to be taken to a place where we have nowhere else to turn. And that may mean that something that we know that we're good at, something that we have developed over a lifetime or over a career, something that has been entirely reliable, lets us down. This may be a person, a profession, a skill, or some other proficiency that just doesn't provide or fulfill like it used to. But God can teach us. God can guide us and direct us even through our failures, especially when they reveal to us how reliant we've been on ourselves and not on Him. Jesus provided the miraculous catch of fish to those first disciples, not to make up for a rough night as a thank you for letting Him preach from their boats, but to show them from that point on they were going to prosper, not by their own initiative, but by following everything that He was going to teach them. So maybe, when things seem to be falling apart and we experience failure after failure, the question shouldn't be, why, God, is this happening to me? But, where, God, are you leading me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.